Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, July 7th, 2025. And while it's only Monday, it's never too soon to start making weekend plans. One of the offerings for next weekend, July 12th and 13th, is the Abbey Museum's Dawnland Festival of Arts and Ideas. The annual celebration showcases Wabanaki art, music, and thought leadership, bringing together Indigenous artists, performers, and public scholars in an immersive two-day experience. Betsy Richards, a Cherokee citizen and executive director of the Abbey, as well as senior partner with Wabanaki Nation, says, quote, "Native arts and cultures cannot be separated from Native ways of knowing. The Dawnland Festival of Arts and Ideas continues to celebrate the Native creative economy on Wabanaki homelands while lifting up Indigenous thought leadership vital to the conversations on a healthy planet and society for us all," end quote. The Abbey Museum is also host to a new exhibition that's named for Donna Loring's book, In the Shadow of the Eagle, and curated by Donna, who also hosts Wabanaki Windows here on WERU, and her regular contributor, Dr. Darren Ranko, among others. I spoke with them about the exhibition in a Maine Current special that will air tomorrow afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m., so be sure to tune in for that. While we were talking, Betsy extended an invitation to the Dawnland Festival as well.
And we are going to continue to have a conversation at the Dawnland Festival of Arts and Ideas, June 12th and 13th. There's a panel that weekend where we're having one of the curators, Sierra Height. James Francis will be part of that panel. And also one of our advisors, Z. Crofton McDonald, who's the ambassador for the Maliseet Nation and is also a historian, will be talking about the subject matter of the exhibit. And we invite people there. And several of the folks on that conversation were like, can we say what we want to say on this panel? Will the Abbey allow us to? And of course, that's part of the commitment to decolonization and to centering Wabanaki voices and to power sharing is to create the spaces and listen. And that's what we want. And we love to attract people to the Dawnland Festival that also want to listen to things that affect them, the big questions that affect them, like where's our democracy going and what are different roles in it? What kind of stories do we tell that are beyond the narrow narrative that we get? The Dawnland Festival combines an art market like we've done for quite a long time that is mostly Wabanaki, but other Northeastern Native artists. And performances. We've got feature performers and performers who are doing storytelling and singing. But we also have what's added is this kind of combination of thought of Wabanaki and other Native thought leadership with the arts and culture. We want to invite people to that July 12th and 13th. The Abbey is producing it, but it's being held on the grounds of the College of the Atlantic.
That was Betsy Richards, Executive Director of the Abbey Museum, abbeymuseum.org, abbemuseum.org. Be sure to tune in Tuesday afternoon at 4 tomorrow for a longer conversation about the museum's new exhibition, In the Shadow of the Eagle, the title honoring co-curator Donna Loring's 2008 book. You can find more information about what the Abbey is doing at their website, and you can hear Donna's award-winning show, Wabanaki Windows, on the fourth Tuesday of every month at 4 p.m. here on WERU, and find it also archived at weru.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good day, and I'll see you tomorrow.